Residents of Akobo awoke to the sounds of gunfire and the panic cries of their neighbors as armed men descended on their village. Nyadenkun recounts the chaos that ensued, with communities gripped by fear of more attacks by armed youth from neighboring Bibor.
Some men ran early in the morning around 6 and they also fired some guns to inform others. Yeah, the gunshots are here in the morning. They ran to rescue the rest, so we're just waiting for the feedback. Others, they just went after me, carrying guns, go to that side. Yeah, they are carrying guns and running to the side of Nyandi. Actually, people, they're not that much well. Others, they lost their family.
John Lamtud, pastor at the Presbyterian Church in Akobo, decries the breach of peace and reconciliation efforts by armed youth from Bibor. He called for intervention to prevent further bloodshed.
During this time, these are the people who come and took children, and also they kill people on the way when they come and attack those of Akobo. As a pastor in the church, this is a violation of peace between this. And I don't know, I am not sure about the use of Akobo, if there is a use of Akobo went to that area. But what I know, this is an accident took place in Akobo.
Commissioner Pok Nyang Tujek reports the assaults began around 5 a.m. in Nyandit Payam. Despite the community's effort to repel the attackers, Tujek says sporadic guns fire continues to echo through Akobo town.
They attack Nyandit Payam at 5. In that attack, 5 people were confirmed dead, and also there were some wounded people. So the fighting was still on because the youth from Akobo town right to the scan, and then they begin to fight back, and they put the attackers into nearby bushes. So people are still hearing the sound of guns in Akobo town.
Chief Administrator Gola Boyoi of the Greater Bibor Administrative Area refutes this claim, alleging it was Akobo youth who initiated the assault. He accuses assailants from Akobo of abducting women and says there is an urgent need for dialogue and to condemn the violence.
Yeah, now currently in Peshawar, why are they trying to come up with a counter plan so that later on they will justify the attack? Not this morning. They have been attacking people all this long. And up to now we have 11 people killed and 12 injured. And they took 9 children and women.
Boyoi implores authorities in Akobo to denounce the violence and collaborate on peace-building initiatives. He also stressed the importance of holding the perpetrators accountable.
For us as a government, if we are not honest with ourselves, we need to condemn our people before other people condemn them. So these are the things that have to be discussed. If there is any peace conference again between the Jungle Estate and the Greater Bibor Administrative Area, we have to put this as one of the prerequisites for us to have peace. Because with this denial, we can never have peace. Why are we protecting criminals?
Efforts continued by the United Nations mission in South Sudan and local authorities to encourage dialogue and peaceful coexistence among the conflicted parties. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.